You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class at 3:05 here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Online at DuPaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website. Again, that is DuPaco.com. Good show for you coming up today as we take a look ahead to the Easter weekend on the sports front. Masters front and center as they are playing the second round at Augusta National. Talk about that. Big news and expected news out of Iowa City today. As far as men's college basketball is concerned, we'll also take a look at the baseball weekend and more here as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That's 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, again, that is 319-366-1600. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Udash from our studios in the southwest side. Mark, once again, on a brilliant sunshiny day on the back porch, and Isaac on the other side of the glass, keeping everything afloat here today. And, Mark, good afternoon, and happy second round of the Masters to you.
You as well. Good afternoon to you guys and everyone out there, and certainly a much needed and welcome warming trend here in eastern Iowa. It's going to be a terrific few days, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, going to be good. Going to be good, and hopefully the worst is behind us as far as the temperatures and cold weather, and we can start to get things more April-like, if you will. We're above normal today. Be happy about that, right?
Yeah, whether it's the temperature or your body, your mental state of mind, that's always good.
Yeah, it is. They've been dodging, they dodged a cell in Augusta as the second round of the Masters continues. They had a 20-minute or so weather delay, did not really get any rain. A pop-up cell came through or skirted Augusta National, and so far so good. It was a thunderstormy forecasted afternoon, if you will, in Georgia, and right now everything is all around Augusta National, but they are still playing. The wind is up, though. It is freshening, as they say, and oh man, if you wanted a fun weekend as far as well, potential controversy, et cetera, it's setting up that way, Mark, after Brooks Koepka, the multi-time major champion, followed yesterday 65 with a 5-under par 67 today. Went out very, very early in the best conditions and made some par-saving putts in the front nine and brought it home at 12-under, and he's got a big lead right now.
Yeah, he really does. Playing brilliantly right now. He was afforded the late time tee time yesterday, early tee time today, and took advantage of it. He's 12 under par for the tournament, and it looked like he was going to run away with things. But here comes John Rahm, who is 2 under for the day, 9 under for the tournament through 9 holes right now. And how about the amateur Sam Bennett, the U.S. amateur champion out of Texas A&M, second straight 68, 8 under par, and in third place alone. Quite a performance so far.
Yeah, unbelievable, to be honest with you. Unbelievable. And he kind of hinted to the effect, talking with the media afterwards, saying, I don't want to blink, and I don't blame the guy. I mean, good golfer, very good talent. He's number 6 in the world as far as the amateur rankings is concerned. And like you said, he won the U.S. Amateur Championship last year. That got him into the field at the Masters. But nobody expected expected Sam Bennett to be the low guy in that grouping of Max Homa and Scottie Scheffler, who did struggle today. The defending champion is going to make the cut. He will make the weekend. And but right, he's not going to be, unless something strange happens, Scheffler's not going to be. He's going to be an also-ran this weekend.
Yeah, his worst round at the Masters ever, I believe. As far as Bennett goes, he is going to be your low amateur, because he's the only amateur that's going to make the cut. He's 13 strokes ahead of his nearest amateur rival. So it's going to be a good week for him from that standpoint, but could be even better. The story for me right now, one of them anyway, is Phil Mickelson. Of course, he's on the LIV Tour. Hasn't been in a great form for a while, but he shot 369 today. He's minus four on the tournament and right now in the top 12.
Nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw that coming. because he has not even been playing well in the LIV Tour. It is really windy. I mean, they've got all kinds of stuff rolling the fairways like tumbleweeds right now at Augusta. So I'm just taking a look at the radar right now, and there's a big cell to the north. There's a cell to the south. And just looking at the way it's tracking, it's going to be iffy. They started 30 minutes early today to try to get as much golf in as possible. That was a good move. They lost 20 of that, obviously, with the first weather delay. But hoping to keep those fingers crossed and get the second round in, or as much of it as they can, because once this front goes through, the temperature is going to drop 25 degrees, and it's 100% chance of rain tomorrow in Augusta. 51 is the forecast high. It's going to be much warmer in eastern Iowa tomorrow than it's going to be in Augusta, Georgia. So
yeah, tomorrow's going to be a really tough day, I think, and it remains to be seen whether the second round will be completed as scheduled today. A couple other storylines worth noting. Just a guy from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Zach Johnson, appears he will make the weekend. Shot 200 par 70 and is in at plus one, currently tied for 44th. Of course, the low 50 in ties make the cut. Who's among those at 50? Tiger Woods. He is playing his 11th hole. He's even on the day, plus two for the tournament. That is your current cut line. Rory McIlroy will not be around for the weekend. Kind of shocking, really. He shot 77 today after an even par first round, plus five, and he will be headed home. And finally, playing the 18th hole, Fred Couples.
Yeah.
Stands to be the oldest player ever to make the cut. He's currently at even par for the tournament. Even a bogey, he'll get into the weekend. He's 63 and a half years old. And another good story.
31st cut that Fred Couples is trying to make. He had the streak of consecutive cuts for a long time. Tiger has that right now, I believe, at 22. And like you said, Tiger is, he's right on. Hey, what's new? Tiger is right on the cut line for a major. And I think that's kind of going to be the new norm. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know, but that's going to be kind of the new thing. It's teetering between plus one and plus two. It's going back and forth. The cut line is right now. And as you mentioned, low 50 in ties. And, yeah, it's going to depend on Tiger, but it's going to depend on some other people that are right around that cut line as well on how they finish up their round here today.
Well, Koepka's going to have to come back to the field, is he not? If he continues to play like this, he's going to be a winner, and the LIV Tour will celebrate to a certain extent. Many LIV players are going to miss the cut, so I doubt they'll stay around and celebrate with Koepka should he go on and win. But there's really a long ways to go, but I think Koepka's going to have to come back to the field a little bit. poll question at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the Masters. Will a live tour golfer win the Masters? Yes or no? Thanks to Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City for sponsoring said poll question. And right now, it's a pretty good bet, right?
I'd say it's around 50-50 right now. Just taking a look at who is in, you've got five live golfers are going to make the weekend, it looks like.
It looks like Mickelson and Neiman are the closest live players to Koepka. Right?
Correct. That is going to be the big storyline of the weekend. Let's face it. That's going to be the or into Monday. If the rains come in, they can't play. They're expecting 1 to 2 inches tomorrow. Augusta is the best course in the world as far as drainage is concerned. They've got drainage systems underneath all 18 greens. But if you get 2 inches of rain, that's going to be tough. We'll see how it plays out. The question is going to be, there are a few questions, Mark. I'd love to hear folks out there, 319-366-1600. How do you think that this is going to be covered? Because so far, you really can't tell that there is even a LIV Tour and a PGA Tour in the coverage. Brooks Koepka came on the ESPN set, came on the Golf Channel set earlier on today, and everybody played nice. There were no LIV questions. Nothing like that. I don't think that's going to be a particular question. I think the bigger issue in this is if Brooks Koepka wins, what's going to happen in the future? Are there going to be exemptions? We're going to start to have to think about the official golf rankings all over again, because it's going to show, okay, they're on this tour, 54 holes, no cut, shotgun start, team play, et cetera, et cetera. Do they deserve to have golf rankings? Do they deserve to be invited to all the majors, the big events? The PGA Tour does not want anything to do with that, but the proof is in the pudding, as they say, Mark. And if Brooks Koepka or somebody else comes through and wins a major championship like this, basically the first time they're all thrown together on the same property, That's going to be, I think, the biggest thing in the favor of the LIV Tour that they can have.
Well, as you know, Koepka won't have to worry about it because they'll have a lifetime exemption.
Correct.
Presumably. But, I'm fully on board with the official golf rankings. The LIV Tour is not the PGA Tour. The LIV Tour, 54 holes, no cut. That's not the PGA Tour, and that's not the DP World Tour. It's not any other tour. It's much different. And I don't think, despite the fact that there's several players on the LIV Tour among the best in the world, that it's apples and oranges to me. And you have to set a standard, and the Masters and others have set the OWR as the gold standard, and I agree with it.
For now. For now. Yeah, and it's not only, like you said, the PGA Tour, it is all the recognized tours around the country or the world affiliated with the PGA. There are six of those tours, I believe, right now. Obviously, the DP World Tour, as you mentioned, in Europe, the former European Tour, that's the second major one. And you got the Asian Tour, et cetera, down the line. But it's going to be interesting. Like I said, I think that is going to be the big question if Brooks Koepka holds on. And we know that the LIV Tour has tried to get their tour recognized by the official world golf rankings to no avail as of yet. But like I said, this would be the biggest piece of ammunition they could have if they come through and win. It is raining again in Augusta. They are continuing to play, so obviously there is no electricity in the air at this point, and they continue to roll on. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk about the basketball news out of Iowa City coming up here in just a little bit after we get an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update with you, as we will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Fred Couples is the... That is an amazing story. Amazing story. Looks like he's going to make the cut at age 63 and a half. And he's going to beat the record. I think, what, Tommy Aaron had the old record. Is that right?
Tommy Aaron, someone surpassed it recently. I can't remember who it was. I saw a graphic on TV. But Tommy Aaron has won.
He is. For a while, I do believe he did have that record. And right now, Tiger right on the cut line as he knocked in about a five-footer for par on number 11. 322 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We'll keep you updated on what's happening at Augusta National. Hopefully, they won't go into a weather delay, but it looks like that is going to be the case. Yep, they're coming up to the green, and the horn is blowing, and it's going to go into another weather delay. So there you go. And this is probably the worst thing that can happen if you're a Tiger Woods fan, because starting and stopping, and then maybe having to play tomorrow morning when it's probably going to be... Gosh, what do you think? 40 degrees and possibly rain is not a recipe for the new Tiger Woods.
You wouldn't think so. We'll see how long this one lasts. Perhaps we'll get the second round in. Perhaps not. Of course, it's going on 4:30 Eastern time right now. So those that started real late may not have much of a chance to finish today, but if it's a short delay, I think most of the field will get in.
Very much so. All right. Mark, I'm getting ready to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at 3:23, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids and right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. Find them online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local, try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily. You can wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, and bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area. And that's at Emil's Hideaway.
Afternoon baseball today. One final in the books. The New York Mets have defeated the Marlins 9-3. Another strong outing for Marcus Stroman of the Chicago Cubs. He pitched six scoreless innings, and the Cubs leading 2-0 over Texas in the top of the eighth. Middle of the fifth, Cincinnati and Philadelphia tied at 1. And in Baltimore, the Orioles leading the Yankees 4-0. Just underway, Cleveland and Seattle and Minnesota and Houston, in addition to the White Sox and Pittsburgh. White Sox with an early 1-0 lead. Portal news, Caleb Love, the leading scorer from North Carolina last year at 16.7 points per game, has announced he is transferring to Michigan. The Wolverines get arguably the top player in the portal. Also in college basketball news, former Iowa player Joe Toussaint has announced he will return to West Virginia and play one more year. The LSU women and Angel Reese both have accepted an invitation to appear at the White House to be congratulated on their national championship. And finally, on the scoreboard today, Iowa State's Ashley Jones and Stephanie Suarez, injured most of the year, have been invited to the WNBA draft, which comes up Monday at 6 p.m. And that would indicate that each of those two players maybe a top 10 pick in said draft.
Which, that would be awesome. That would be awesome to see Ashley Jones go in the top 10. Both of them, actually, but especially Ashley. She's local out of Iowa City High. Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Year. That would be pretty darn cool. That would be pretty darn cool.
By the way, Reese said today, Reese of LSU, she has no interest in going to the WNBA draft because she will indeed have to take a pay cut from what she's making in the NIL right now.
Crazy. Crazy. All right, so we're going to take a break, come back, and talk about the news out of Iowa City and a little basketball. As expected, Chris Murray has put his name in for the NBA draft, and we'll talk about that, his prospects, what he looks like as far as his positioning in the draft is concerned, and what does that mean for the future for Iowa basketball. All that when we return here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today and a beautiful weekend up ahead. Temperatures are going to rise into the low 60s today, and then tonight we'll have a bit of a breeze and temperatures drop down into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we're going to be rising into the mid 60s under sunny skies, and then once again on Sunday, sunshine, temperatures in the upper 60s, and we're going to have some great weather for Easter Sunday. As we head into next week, temperatures continue to warm through the 70s and we stay dry. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Dutch Boy has the best paints at the best prices. Pick out the perfect color. We offer free custom color matching and tinting to create thousands of color options. With Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. A gallon of DuraClean interior flat paint is $21.97 after 11% rebate. Good through April 9th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your Yardie cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay. They'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from CRNewsNow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to CRNewsNow.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did... For breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders.
Finally, baseball is back. Swing into the season with tickets to the action. Plus, with basketball and hockey heating up, now is a great time to experience a game. Vivid Seats is proud to be the official ticketing partner of ESPN. From on the glass to in the stands, Vivid Seats has great ticket prices to all the games. Every crack of the bat, every dribble down the court. Catch it all with Vivid Seats. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Back on the Gym Class for a Friday as we come up on 3:30. Scott Udash and Mark Dukes with you. Isaac, our producer, again here today. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union, celebrating their 75th anniversary. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DePaco.com. Masters in a rain delay currently, or a weather delay. The rain has started. The wind is howling right now at Augusta National, and we'll keep you updated if they do come out of that within the 3 o'clock hour right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Mark, the expected announced earlier today on his Twitter account, but Chris Murray making it official. He is going to enter his name into the 2023 NBA draft, as he will attempt to join his brother in the league. Keegan, of course, having a terrific rookie campaign with the Sacramento Kings. And as I mentioned, as expected, I'm glad Chris took the time to think it over along with his family. But he is ready to go into the next level.
Yeah, he is. Totally expected news today, but Chris didn't make it official. And last year he averaged 20 points and 8 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, led them in almost every category. He had 66 three-point goals, and I think that might be have to be one of his fortes in the association. But far be it for me to evaluate Chris Murray and his NBA draft stock. All I know is the mock drafts, who know a little bit more than me, have him squarely in the top 20, 25 at the least, in the first round. So there you go.
Just taking a look at a few of them today. This one from SB Nation, taking a look at right now. They have Chris Murray going 18th to the Houston Rockets via the Clippers. Chris Murray, the forward out of the University of Iowa. And like you said, mainly, yeah, everybody pretty much has him in the top 20. And, you know, and exactly. And I don't know how this is all going to play out. I wish the best for Chris Murray. I think he's going to be a terrific three-point shooter. That's going to be his forte. He's not going to go inside, I believe, nearly as much as Keegan does. And I don't think Keegan even gets in there as much as he did during his college career with the three-point mark that Keegan hit earlier this year. Rookie campaign for Sacramento, as we mentioned. And you get a chance to go and fulfill your dreams. You got to take that opportunity. And Chris is as the main thing, I believe, is Chris is of the age now, Mark. Remember, he spent a year down in Florida at a prep school along with Keegan. And this would be his fourth year if he, you know, did the time tested, if you will, old school method of going through college, he would be going into the next level this year. So again, this should not be a surprise to anybody out there. And Chris believes, along with everybody associated around him, that he's ready to make this jump.
I hope people don't make too many comparisons between he and Keegan. They are different players with different skill sets, but I just like to say, I mean, throughout these years of the Murray boys being at Iowa, they were nothing but a credit to the university, to the basketball team. Very humble, great sports, obviously terrific players. That's a credit not only to them, but to Kenyon and their dad and his wife. You know, Iowa, you know, you can have a great player, but a person that is forgettable. But these two guys are not forgettable, and just both terrific players, and Iowa was fortunate to have them.
What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Right move for Chris Murray at this time? I think if you're an Iowa basketball fan, selfishly, you would probably want him to stick around one more year. That will not be the case. I think everybody knew that after the NCAA tournament game that Chris and his Hawkeye career were in the rearview mirror. But what do you think? How's he going to do at the next level? 319-366-1600. The consensus number one is the gentleman from France. We'll just call him Victor. Victor W. And then after that, it's a little bit of a juggling exercise, because you've got Walker from Houston. Brandon Miller, you know, yes, he's got baggage now. We know that. He is projected to go 2 or 3. Either to Detroit or Oklahoma City. Charlotte has the number one pick, And unless something strange happens, they're going to go with the forward out of France. Other big names up there include Derek Whitehead from Duke, Anthony Black of Arkansas, Grady Dick, who left Kansas after his freshman campaign. I was a little surprised by that, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that. Jet Howard, Mark, from the University of Michigan. The portal giveth and the draft taketh away, I guess, right? Matt, the Michigan fan out there. Keontae George out of Baylor, also selected high, expected to go high. Filipowski from Duke. Bryce Sensabaugh, who had a terrific rookie campaign for Ohio State. Jalen Hood-Schifino. Hood-Schifino expected to go in the first round, and Jackson Davis may not even get drafted. Might be in the second round. That just doesn't sit well with me, man.
Boy, he's a good player. I mean,
not the consistency, though, of Trace Jackson Davis.
No. Here's an illustration of how good an NBA talent evaluator I am. I bet one of our mutual friends $20 that Greg Brunner would make the NBA someday. He never did. And I made a similar bet that Tyler Cook would never play a minute in the NBA. He has. So... Don't count on me, folks.
True. Hey, I'm no better. Julian Strother up there, Jordan Walsh of Arkansas. Interesting. I have not heard that he has put his name into the draft, but Klingon, the 7-2 center out of UConn, the national champions, he is right now in a first-round mock draft, several of them. Like I said, I have not heard that he is going to be putting his name in, but maybe I missed that little nugget. 319-366-1600. Matt in Fairfax saying in Prairie territory. Of course, go get your money, Chris, and fulfill your dreams. And I think that's exactly what Chris Murray is going to do. And, boy, you hope the best for him. Now, what's this mean for Iowa next year? Hawks, that opens up officially another scholarship for Iowa. You know, Philip Rabracha is not coming back. Aaron Ulis is going into the transfer portal. We know that. Who else? Well, that remains to be seen. Ogundele, yes. Ogundele, forgot about that. Connor McCaffrey has exhausted his eligibility. He will not be back. Other than that, we have not heard another Hawk player that is going or thinking about getting into the portal. You know, Price Sanford is coming in. The two young men from the state championship team out of Illinois from Moline, a big, and then a point guard will be coming in. Forward out of the East Coast is coming in as well. Sounds like Evan Bronze is coming in as well. Iowa still on the trail for a big, including the one of the top Missouri Valley Conference players out of Bradley. And I got to think that as far as Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball team is concerned, they've got one item on their wish list, and that is somebody who can play with their back to the basket that can go in there and replace, or at least try to replace, Philip Rabracha.
Yeah, I like the Bradley big man a lot, and there's a couple tweets out there today that he might be angling towards Iowa, but nothing official there by any means. But Iowa does need a big man. There's no question about that. Others that we talked to David Eichold about earlier in the week, go ahead and look up the podcast if you so choose. He and Sean Bach do some great recruiting digging over there at 24/7 Sports. So it's going to be an interesting time for Iowa basketball and see how Fran puts this team together.
It will be. And Carter Kingsbury, was used a couple games this year. Then other game, then you didn't see him the rest of the season. He is going to be entering his sophomore campaign. The legacy for the Hawkeyes, son of Kris Kingsbury. And after that, we'll see. Ryan Mulvey will go into his junior year as a big man. Will he got some spot playing time when Ogundele was injured this year? Tony Perkins, though, I think that's the guy. And both Kevin Lehman talked about that as well as David Eicholt earlier on this week, saying that he's kind of, everyone kind of pointing at Perkins as the X factor for next year. That, you know, as much as he has stepped up his game, he needs to maybe step it up one other mark. And also, more consistency needs to be seen from Perkins in the backcourt. Just doing it game in and game out instead of going, you know, 22, 7, 10, 24, something like that. That would be a big help because as we know, you need good guard play and a little bit of a big in the middle.
Yeah, underscore the word consistency with Perkins. I think he's a very good talent. Can be a pretty good defensive player on the outside. He needs to take the next step in terms of consistency because we saw him be very explosive a couple games this year and then kind of disappeared in others. Now, granted, it could be matchups, what have you, but they're going to need consistent play out of Perkins and a couple other guards that can step up. And I think, you know, wing players like the Sanforts and whatnot are going to help. I don't know that Perkins can play the off guard. Maybe he can. Who's the point guard then? On and on and on. So, again, it's going to be interesting to see how this team takes shape.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in about Iowa basketball for next year with the announcement that Chris Murray is going to enter his name into the 2023 NBA draft and what Iowa looks like next year. This is certainly not an Iowa unique situation to them. There are so many teams that are dealing with multiple players going into the draft or multiple players that have entered the transfer portal. This is the new norm. Whether you like it or not, this is the new norm until something gets changed. And Cal might be out of the barn, to use a very Iowa-like ism, if you will, with this plan anyway.
Yeah, close the barn door when you're done.
Very true. Very true. Still in a rain delay at Augusta National. As the horn went off about 15 minutes ago, as the front was coming in swiftly, as the winds were really picking up, the rain had started, and obviously electricity in the air, so they got all the golfers off the golf course, and doesn't mean that they're going to shelter all of the patrons. I shouldn't laugh because it's not a laughing matter. I had that once at a golf tournament at the Deer that a squall went through like that. You're kind of out there, Mark. You have nowhere to go if you're just there taking in the festivities of the golf tournament.
Yeah, very few places, actually.
They're not letting you in the clubhouse.
No, you're not going to go into Butler Cabin and take a nap.
You've got to, and trees are the worst place you can go to. Do not do that. Never, never, ever, whether you're on the golf course or anywhere else, this is Scott's tip for the weekend. Do not go underneath a tree. That's the worst thing you can do.
I would agree. Yeah.
Ask Lee Trevino and others. 319-366-1600, 345. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about Major League Baseball as we look ahead to the Easter weekend. As far as baseball is concerned, a couple weeks into it, or at least a week into it, and kind of talk about a few things here early on, very early in the baseball campaign. So stay with us. More to come in his gym class for a Friday right here on KGYM.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means,
wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save on the brands you trust. Right now, buy a select DeWalt 12-volt bare tool starting at $119 and get a DeWalt 12-volt 2-pack battery free valued at $129. Plus, you'll always save big on job lot quantities when buying select building supplies in bulk. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Lowe's reserves the right to limit quantities. Discount taken at time of purchase. Battery and charger not included with buy items. Valid for buy three.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage, egg croissant, plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders.
Finally, baseball is back. Swing into the season with tickets to the action. Plus, with basketball and hockey heating up, now is a great time to experience a game. Vivid Seats is proud to be the official ticketing partner of ESPN. From on the glass to in the stands, Vivid Seats has great ticket prices to all the games. Every crack of the bat, every dribble down the court. Catch it all with Vivid Seats. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Back with you on the gym class at 3:47 here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming away from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock tonight. Should let everybody know, and thank you to Ann and others for the traffic update. There is an accident on I-380 northbound just north of the Eastern Iowa Airport. Ann says take an alternate route. Traffic is snarled up. So that is 380 northbound, just north of Wright Brothers Boulevard and south of Prairie High School. Pretty significant accident just north of the airport. So find alternate means of getting home and getting ready to go for the weekend if you can out there. 319-366-1600. Text line. That is a phone line as well. Gym class for a Friday, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. As the rains continue to come down at the Augusta National Golf Club, they are in a rain delay. If you're just joining us, a couple of notes here. Zach Johnson, the Cedar Rapids native, 2007 Masters champion. Oh man, they lost a tree, Mark. On do you see? You're probably watching that as I am. Two trees went down. Looks like next to the 17th. 17th tee. Wow.
Yeah, they're going to have to clear that area for sure.
And they will probably have that done in about 15 minutes, to be honest with you.
Pretty sizable trees,
Scott. Yeah, two pretty sizable trees. Wind, obviously, straight line winds that came through, and holy buckets. That is a scary situation. That is a scary, scary thing. That looks like 17. They're already out there with chainsaws, so they will have that taken care of without any problem, the terrific crew at Augusta National. There must be a wind tunnel that goes through there because that's where the Eisenhower tree was, if you recall. The tree that Ike had, President Eisenhower hated, wanted it taken down, and it finally went down in an ice storm several years ago, and they have not replaced it since. 17 was a lot tougher drive when Ike's tree was there, about 150 yards off the tee on the left. Don't see any other trees down, but, man, that was scary. That was a scary proposition.
Scott's advice, don't stand under a tree.
Nope, there you go. showing it right there. 319-366-1600. Mentioned Zach Johnson's going to make the weekend. He is at plus one in the clubhouse and very happy that he is not out there, more than likely. Tiger right on the cut line at plus two. He is 50th right now. He and JT Poston are the only two at plus two at the moment. Brooks Koepka is the leader. He is finished in the clubhouse at minus 12. Baseball going on, just to update you on what's happening in the major leagues. Mark, your Twins are having their home opener. I don't know what the temperature is. It's got to be better today in Minneapolis, right?
Well, it must be. I thought it was odd that the Twins called off the home opener yesterday, but yet the Iowa Cubs and St. Paul Saints played up there in the Twin Cities yesterday. I didn't quite get that, but nevertheless, the Twins are playing the home opener today. And last I looked, it was 0-0, but that could have changed.
Yeah. Reds and the Phillies are tied at 2. Twins are behind 1-0 in the third to the Astros. Orioles leading the Yankees 4-3. That is in the bottom of the fifth inning. Guardians leading the Seattle Mariners. We'll get back to Cleveland in a moment. White Sox have given up to the 4-2 Buccos, leading the White Sox right now 2-1 in the third inning. Royals and the Giants are scoreless. Cubs, Marcus Stroman, 2-0, looked good twice as the Cubs have beaten the Rangers by a score of 2-0, and the Mets have beaten the Miami Marlins by a score of 9-3. Coming up later on, Tampa, the 6-0 Tampa Bay Rays get the A's again. And also tonight, it'll be the Padres at Atlanta. St. Louis is at Milwaukee, the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers there, Spencer. And it is Colorado hosting Washington. The Angels will host the Blue Jays tonight, and the Dodgers will be in the desert to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks at Chase Field. I go back to Cleveland, Mark, and the first pitch thrown today before the Guardians game by Cleveland native. Now, he's a Southern Ohio guy, but he was in Cleveland. Travis Kelce, the all-pro tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, Mark.
Throughout, he probably got the home plate, didn't he?
No, he spiked it in the ground about 30 feet in front of the pitcher's mound.
Not good, not good.
Patrick Mahomes gave him so much grief today about that first pitch. And I tell you what, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Travis was a little bit overhyped for it and may have had a libation prior to it.
That's probably a good assumption. Clearly, he's in the right sport.
Clearly. The NFL world is going bonkers today because Trey Lance showed up, at the Patrick Mahomes camp or something like that. And, you know, we have to make assumptions. We have to make assumptions now about everything. But, hey, they just might be there together. It's not a big deal. Trey Lance is not going anywhere for the moment. Patrick's not going anywhere for the moment. Just kind of the way it goes. Again, a traffic alert, northbound 380. Pretty significant accident just north of the Eastern Iowa Airport. If you can, please take an alternate route. Baseball this weekend. There's no NASCAR this weekend, no racing. NASCAR always takes off Mother's Day weekend or Easter weekend. And so there is no, I take that back. It is Mother's Day weekend. It's the Bristol Dirt Race coming up this weekend. How could I forget that? That will be kind of fun.
Our friend Rusty doesn't think so. He doesn't like dirt at Bristol.
He does not like dirt at Bristol. Well,
no.
The dirt late model kingpin Jonathan Davenport got a ride this weekend. So I'm interested to see how he's gonna go on the dirt over at Bristol. Should be fun. It's different. That's why I enjoy it. And I think it's gonna be very entertaining. I think it's going to be entertaining. I will probably catch a little bit of it. It's the Masters weekend, though. That is front and center. And other than baseball, and that's pretty much everything kind of takes a back seat as far as Augusta National is concerned. Anything trending? We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up on Tuesday and talk some Major League Baseball with the former Major Leaguer and former pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals. And way too early to really come up with any trends, Mark, at this time. But, again, you don't want to start the season 1-6, 0-5, whatever the case may be, because that's a tough hole to try to wiggle out of.
Yeah, we can look at teams and whatnot. Tampa Bay 6-0, Philly 1-5, so on and so forth. To me, the story of the Major League season right now is the shorter games. I did not think it would have as significant an impact as it has so far. Small sample size, I realize that. Colorado and Washington played a game in 2 hours and 18 minutes last night. Granted, it was a 1-0 game. But by and large, these games are much, much shorter, and concession sales are down. I see Milwaukee extended their beer sales past the seventh inning, realizing maybe, hey, these games are shorter. We need to sell beer.
And I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see that going to the eighth inning for most ballparks, because that no one has complained about it yet, but you got to think it's coming down the road. All right. Does Koepka win this thing, Mark? Does he hold on?
I think he wins going away.
I think Rahm's going to win it.
All right.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens as well if a live golfer wins at Augusta and how it impacts the golf world. Not so much the drama, but how it impacts the golf world going forward. That's going to be the big, big question in my mind anyway. Todd Rommelkamp Show next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We'll be back with you to wrap up the weekend on Monday. And have a good Easter weekend, Mark.
I will, Scott. Talk to you on Monday.
All right. Everybody have a good weekend out there. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means, wait, hold up.